Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Hello friends, welcome back to another edition of Flavors and Knowledge. I'm Chef Walter. The topic of today is about the strange case of the fettuccine Alfredo, who represented a real symbol of Italian cuisine for several generations of Americans. And so let's look into this. Fettuccine Alfredo is one of the most popular pasta dishes in the United States, and has represented for years a real symbol of Italian cuisine for several generations of Americans. Still today, the dish can be found in overseas restaurants and on the shelves of many supermarkets as a ready-made sauce in a jar or in a tetra pack or simply prepackaged with pre-cooked pasta combination. And yet, this dish is practically unknown in Italy, or at least outside the city of Rome. The name given to this combination is not at all false, as some might think, but reveals its Italian origins. The famous fettuccine Alfredo was born in Rome by a gentleman named Alfredo Di Lelio in 1908 in the restaurant operated by his mother Angelina, which was located in Piazza Rosa. Today, the location has become a photo gallery dedicated to the great Italian actor Alberto Sordi. The birth of this rich combination is described by the family descendants. It all started when his wife Ines gave birth to their firstborn. The woman was left in extreme physical weaknesses after the birth of the little Alfredo II, and her husband, worried about her health, did everything to make her regain strength with healthy and nutritious food. I am not certain it was all that healthy anyways, but I'll buy Mr. Alfredo's good intentions. It was here that the idea of the dish was born and eventually became famous all over the world. Alfredo prepared some fettuccine using semola flour, 00, of course, kneaded by hand, cooked and blended with fresh farm butter and freshly grated parmigiano. Once that was done, he offered a prayer to Saint Anna, identified as the protector of the pregnant woman in the Catholic liturgy, and served this dish to his wife Ines, stating that, "If you don't like them, I will eat them all myself." She not only ate them all, with evident pleasure, but even suggested to include them to the menu of their small restaurant. And so up to this point, however, there was nothing extraordinary. Pasta drowned in butter and Parmesan cheese had existed in Italy for at least 5 centuries. It had been the only way to eat pasta because tomato had not been used as a pasta condiment just yet. Alfredo Di Lelio's only invention was to propose a dish that provoked a connotation of hospital food, if you will, in the menu of his restaurant to his patrons. The fortune of the dish came a few years later, thanks to a restaurant visit of Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford, two Hollywood stars who enjoyed the specialty in Via della Scrofa, the new restaurant that Alfredo had opened in 1914. These two names may not have much relevance today, but at the time of silent cinemas, they were at least as famous as Charlie Chaplin. Douglas Fairbanks, known as the King of Hollywood, was also one of the founders of the Academy, the Askers of today, as well as one of the initial partners of the Universal Artists. Mary Pickford was instead known as the Girlfriend of America, and is considered one of the most important and influential actresses in the American cinema. Alfredo Fettuccine inebriated the two actors to such an extent that they brought their memory back to Hollywood, and on a subsequent visit to Rome in 1927, they offered Alfredo a gift of two solid gold cutlery engraved with a dedication. To Alfredo, the King of the Noodles. From that moment on, Alfredo's reputation reached stardom connotations. The fame alone was sufficient to ensure the success in the States of this very simple dish, made with simple three ingredients. And since then, numerous personalities from the world of cinema, sport, and politics made it a policy of stopping at Alfredo, thus increasing the reputation of the locale. In brief, a common dish such as Bora and Parmesan pasta, which was not a novelty and was not linked to any particular territory, had to wait for the consecration of two celebrities to obtain recognition overseas. Even more strange, considering that in the same years in Italy, the panorama of typical regional dishes was emerging, with a myriad of condiments to associate with pasta. A consecration that has also entered the recipe books. The recipe is reported in some publications since the 1940s, without mentioning Alfredo, but only the incremental quantities of the butter that was used. And so from the tagliatelle with butter, which was featured at the book The Treasures of Cucina Italiana in 1948, we went to the double butter tagliatelle of Annabelle in the kitchen in the 1964. And then we arrived at fettuccine with triple butter of the great gastronomic writer Luigi Carnacina, which was published in 1961. Eventually, and most recently, the gourmand and enologist Luigi Veronelli in 1985 reclaimed the dish with a minor variation from the original. All of them were, of course, very rich in butter fat, along with aged parmigiano, which increased the fat level and a delightful coating to the palate. As you can imagine, in the United States, we are known to reformulate foods, and Alfredo has taken a modification as well. In any restaurants, especially franchise units, the original rich farm butter has been replaced by thick and flavor-rich with milk concoction, with lots of an expensive grated cheese sprinkled on top. I just wanted you to know that it did not begin that way. And so, dear friends, a brief story of the dish Alfredo. Enjoy it in whatever form you see best, and always with cautious moderation. I invite you to follow Flavors and Knowledge on your preferred podcast platform, and if you get a chance, tune in to our videocast, News You Can Eat 24, on YouTube, under the Chef Walters Cooking School search. Keep your eyes on the fire, and we'll reconnect next time. Thanks for listening, be well, and ciao ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walters Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walters Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.